15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. How would you not know him? The world champion of GCW, Mance Warner. How the hell are you doing?
Oh, Mancer, baby. I'm going to be honest with you. You caught me on a day after seeing social media and dealing with all the bullshit. I'm going to give you more sound bites and clips than fucking Aldi's has deals. So I don't know how you got, but I'm going to be on here just shooting and saying whatever the hell I want to say.
Well, that makes me happy. Not like I've had much to report about GCW over the last week. Oh, wait. Yes, I have. There's been a lot. A lot of stuff has happened, Mance Warner. But before we get into that, the last time I talked to you, you really gave me a false sense of confidence, I got to say, because I asked you if you thought I could beat up Effie. As it turns out, I could not beat up Effie. It was more difficult than I had anticipated.
But I also told you if you padded the lope and put some money in my pocket, I would help you.
That's
and
true.
Do that. So then what occurred. And I told you that before.
As it turns out, just stealing your moves isn't enough to do it. Or Jeff Jarrett's isn't enough to do it. But you faced Effie recently. You know, it didn't have maybe a conclusive ending. How did you feel about that?
Just like every time we get in that ring and beat the holy hell out of each other. Now, there was not a conclusion, but y'all, I saw people complaining. I saw people bitching, and that's fine. They spend that money, they could bitch and moan. I get paid to get in the ring and fight a motherfucker, and that's what I do. Alley Cat, or whatever the fuck her name is, decided to get in there and do what she did. And now, as the business works, as it continues, we now have what we have for Hammerstein, correct?
Correct. How are you feeling about that? We got GCW at the Hammerstein Ballroom Saturday, January 19th, the People versus GCW. Obviously, going there the first time was a big deal. Going there the second time, listen, Brett heard the criticisms. He knows the hurdles that he faced, even running a show in New York. I talked to him about it. How are you feeling about this return to Hammerstein?
For me, I feel great, and this is why on the first one, I wasn't on it. I had a broken leg. I had a boot on. I took the boot off and hobbled my ass down all them stairs in the back. And then out to the ring, and then cut a promo. So fast forward, what is it, 3 years later? I'm in the main event. I'm the GCW World Heavyweight Champion. So I feel great.
Sort of, man, I see some parallels, like almost the Rob Van Dam-esque. I mean, he couldn't make that first ECW one-night stand. He's out there. He had his broken leg. He could talk, but it you would hear him say it hurt him to not be a part of it. Like, was that the case for you? Because, I mean, I know you bleed GCW. You represent GCW.
Well, yeah, at the time it hurt me because, I knew what I was most likely going to be doing on that pay-per-view. I knew where I was going to be at, and then I get an injury. My leg's broke. I can't be on it. I go out there and talk a little bit, but I never want to get paid money just to talk. I love talking shit, but I want to get paid money to inflict violence and hurt people. So on that event, I couldn't do nothing on it. But now I'm the main event. I don't give a damn who's in there with me. I'm main event in the Hammerstein at GCW, and I'm going to keep my title.
I was going to ask if you did have a preference, because, listen, I know you a little bit. I know you sincerely. Do not care who you fight. You will fight anybody, and you have proven that repeatedly. Is there, like, you know, a prize fighter in you that's like, well, I want this guy because it's probably going to result in more money or more attention or anything like that?
I know I get paid well, so it doesn't matter who's in there. I'm the champ. I get paid the most. But I'll break it down because we got Twitter, was it X now, whatever the hell it's called. Every single day when I jump on there at some point to check in, I got to see Allie or Effie talking shit. So I'll kind of run through it. Allie jumped on there at one of the GCW shows and she said, and you could clarify this or remind me if I miss any of this stuff. She said, Old Mancer wasn't championship material.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I've had this title. I've beat everyone in this company. What in the fuck is she talking about? Is she saying she's championship material? Because the last time I checked, she's made a living dancing her ass out to the ring behind Effie. She gets booked because she dances behind Effie. It looks like to me she saw what Old Mancer did on his own. And then she said, well, that's good. I'm going to try that. So she turned on Effie. And then you look at Effie, and what is he doing? This is all I care about. This right here. It's got my blood on it. I'm the champ. I beat everyone. I look on there, and Effie's arguing with AEW fans, GCW fans. Hell, probably a guy down the road standing outside of a gas station. He's arguing with every single person he can. Fighting with Allie, fighting with me, fighting with – he's got a feud going on with everybody and himself. And all I give a damn about is that title. That's it. The pay window, the gold, and beating the hell out of everybody. So the way that I look at it, either one of them, they get in the ring with me, I'm going to carve them up, beat the shit out of them, and keep my title. Mancer era forever, man. It's not a tagline. It's what has occurred.
Did you have – I mean, obviously because of her proximity to Effie prior to this, I'm sure maybe you weren't too fond of her, but did you have any particular issue with Allie prior to her getting involved with that?
Well, she's just like a lot of the pro wrestlers. She's just dumb as shit, and that's just what it is. And like I said, I made a choice to turn on Effie because at one point I believed in Effie. Effie's always preaching and saying he's going to change this and do that and do this and do that, and I realized I was just another motherfucker standing in line behind him. As he did stuff for himself. And then I made my move and it paid off. Everything I said occurred and I did everything I said. And like I said, she just saw that happen and she said, well, I'm going to try that. Well, here's the difference. She ain't Old Mancer. You could try anything. You ain't me. It ain't going to work.
One of those things that Effie, some people say, did for himself may have hurt GCW a little bit. Now, Effie is not the promoter of GCW. I just want to clarify that. He does help run Big Gay Brunch when it is a thing, but it was, as we filmed this, last week that I had reported that Ricky Starks had been pulled from upcoming GCW shows, including a couple he had not been announced for, which included Hammerstein Ballroom. I found out that it was because Effie had mentioned Tony Khan's father in just pretty much any capacity, I think. And that AEW's line of thinking was, okay, if you say that we're paying or my dad is paying me to go away, we won't pay so-and-so to appear on your show. How did you feel about this story as it unfolded?
Like I said earlier, man, Effie is feuding with every single person and himself. And I am here to do business. I show up and I worry about myself, my title, and my money. I don't give a damn what's happening anywhere else. As long as I'm getting paid, that's all that matters. I'm here to beat people up and get paid. Effie, once again, just showed that he's lost his mind. Not like me. I'm the man. He's lost his mind because he gets wrapped up in everybody else's business instead of what he should be worrying about. I look at this as simple as this. I'm in the main event. I'm the champ. He's worried about everything else other than trying to get my title. And that should be the focus, right? If you're getting paid money in a business to beat the hell out of somebody, I don't give a damn about anything else. And I think it shows because I've main evented every GCW show. I've defended this title all over the world. And I'm the man. Everyone else is trying to start their own feuds on the internet. Bullshit. Bitch and moan, whine and complain. Let me break down even more. You know me. I was a little redneck kid in a town, and everyone in my family worked hard. I was raised that you don't stand outside yelling about how good you are. You bust your ass and you show it. But I ain't gonna do that shit no more. Because in this business, I've watched so many people whine, bitch, and moan and hoot and holler about how they're the best. And then somehow they get paid for it. And then they all drop the fucking ball. I know I'm the best. I'm the best on the mic. I'm the best at fighting. I'm the best going out there fucking bleeding, beating the hell out of people. So I'm going to start saying what I fucking know and what the people know, even though they hate me and throw beers at me and I start riots. I'm the fucking man. And I ain't worried about anything else other than keeping this title.
Do you think what you had just mentioned about Effie is indicative of why he has had, I think, four cracks at the world title over the last, I would say probably 5 years, and he hasn't won it yet?
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said in a promo a couple weeks ago, I got on the mic and I said, what's bothering you deep down inside is that all your friends that sit around you and listen to you preach right now are starting to realize maybe old Mancer was right. I did shit my way and it worked out. His way is he just says whatever the fuck he wants, does whatever the fuck he wants, and he's always got a group of people standing behind him going, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. Well, you're wrong. My way worked.
You have
settle in on him now. I was right.
You have defended this title, I want to say, about like 24 times over like the last, gosh, it's 5-6 months since you've won it. That's got to be like a point of pride for you to defend a world championship that much. Was that something that you went to Brett and said, I want to defend this as much as humanly possible? Or is it something that GCW brought to you and said, we're going to have you defend this as much as humanly possible?
Let's put it this way, man. I ain't got no writing team. I've never been the guy where people go, oh, we're going to push this motherfucker to the moon. Every place that I've went, I've been a prick. I've busted my ass and I've done shit my way. You can't deny that. When I got this title, I told y'all I was going to take it. Now I have it. When people come to GCW, what do they say? Do they say, we want to see this, this, or this? They say, we want to see old Mancer because we fucking hate him or we fucking love him. And they want to throw their beer or they want to go, that dirty son of a bitch, I love him. So you got no choice. I backed you into a corner because I'm the fucking man and I'm going to defend that title and I'm going to bleed or make someone else bleed and I'm going to break doors and I'm going to do whatever the hell I want.
Every time I see you, you're in better shape. You look better. You've got that championship aura about you. What has changed for you since you've become world champion? Like, has your regimen changed? Has your preparation changed? How much time do you even have to prepare with the frequency of these shows?
We're on the road every week, man. And like I said, this is a business. So I get up today. I got up. I hit the gym. I drank my coffee. I had my protein. I took care of our dog, me and Steph. We got the dog. We got the cats. Life at home for me is great. I know a lot of wrestlers don't have that. They go home and they bitch and moan and get on Twitter and cry like babies. My life is great. And then I get ready for the weekend and I want to hurt people. Like I said, I got a chip on my fucking shoulder, man. A lot of people say they're the best. And I spent years trying to show I'm the best, but now I'm just going to tell you I'm the fucking best. So I go on the road and I will.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Defend it wherever, whenever, against whoever, and I'm going to keep my title.
A guy that you are familiar with, you've been in the ring with a number of times, you've teamed with him. Matt Cardona was announced as He'll be at Hammerstein for ROH, doing ROH final battle against Chris Jericho. Do you have any thoughts or feelings on that?
I hope my brother-in-law beats his fucking ass and wins that title. And if he needs to make a phone call and I need to run in there and bust it, fucking Jericho's head open, I'll do that as well.
I think that would probably make you a gigantic baby face in that area.
That won't last long.
I mean, everybody loves to be loved. How does it feel to be hated, to have stuff thrown at you, to have things shouted out at you? Like, does that fuel you, or does it hurt a little bit inside?
I love it. Because, like I said earlier, man, when everybody loved me, I didn't have this. When everybody loved Old Mancer, they forgot about me. They just knew, Old Mancer going to be on a card. We're going to sing his song and clap and give him a beer. But they forgot about me because I was just another person, and it's my fault. I allowed it to occur. I allowed myself to become complacent and to go, oh, this is just what I do. I come out here and I do this, and they know SGC, and they love us, and we'll go out and do a 6-man tag, 8-person tag. We'll break a door. We'll da-da-da. Well, that bullshit changed, man. This is a business. Wherever you want to be, you decide. And I decided to be the man. No one's going to stop me. No one's going to take that from me. Like I said earlier, I'm the best talker. I'm the best fighter. There's some awards coming up. Independent Wrestler of the Year?
Yep.
Change that, motherfucker. Independent Fighter of the Year. That's mine. I'm number one. Feud of the Year, me beating the shit out of Effie, that's up there in the top one or two. I'm not going to be quiet no more and sit around and let other motherfuckers say that they're this, that, and whatever. Everyone that says it drops the ball. I don't drop the ball. I pick it up when other people drop it, and I run with that motherfucker to the pay window.
I want to drop some unfortunate stats. I know that these may not be complete, but Cage Match has you listed as facing Ali a few times in the past and not emerging victorious there across – not just GCW, but Black Label Pro as well.
We're talking about Cage Match.
Cage Match.
Come on.
As a reference, I'm not bringing up the ratings or anything, just from a historical standpoint here.
Like I said, that's a different time, different person, man. I was probably sitting back there smiling and talking about the day with her. I don't talk to that bitch backstage. I don't talk to nobody.
Fair.
I walk in, I have my little room I sit in with Cardona or Jimmy Lloyd, or Steph, and that's it. No one likes me. No one likes me in a crowd. They don't like me in a locker room. And I don't give a damn. I show up. This is a business. I get paid. I beat people up. I hurt feelings. I say what I want to people. And then I fly home while other people drive home.
I'm shocked to learn you're not a Cage Match guy. You're not on there, like, dropping ratings and stuff?
Hell no. What I do love is when people – I ain't talking about you. I like you.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I put you over in the first one.
But you did.
When wrestlers that I'm around talk about Cage Match, I just giggle at them, man. We're getting paid to fight. And you're hopping on your phone reading some ratings or what people think about you. The only thing that matters in this business is hurting people and getting paid for it. That's plain. That's plain as day, baby. That's all this is. If you getting on there wondering what some motherfucker is saying about you, you ain't going to last in this shit. This is prison.
As best I know, you and Effie have faced each other one-on-one just in the last year, 6 times. 3 times there were not conclusive endings to that. Why do you think that is, and what makes you feel confident that if Effie does advance at Hammerstein – People versus GCW, that there will be a conclusive ending to this?
I think this is the first time in GCW you have two people that there is real hatred. They've seen death matches. They've seen people bleed buckets and beat each other with light tubes and doors and chairs and all that shit. But this is the first time you've seen people for years, best friends, on the road together, flying to other countries together, driving in cars together, flying together, best friends. We know every single thing for years about each other. And then, like I told you, I had enough of this bullshit of standing around watching everybody else drop the ball And I had to make that choice. And I sat there and looked at my buddy, looked in his eyes, and I knew he wasn't going to go with me and make the choices that I need to make. So I stabbed him in the back. That's hatred. That's pure 1988 fucking pro wrestling hatred. I hate this man. I've split his head open. I've broke his nose. I've bloodied him. I have taken a power tool and ripped the whole side of his hair off his head. I've set him on fire. He has done all kinds of shit to me. We don't like each other. So there's going to be times in a fight where nobody wins. Two motherfuckers get down and start scrapping. They will roll around and punch and bite and knock the fuck out of each other. And they'll keep fighting until someone stops it. That happens. If he gets by Allie, and it's me and Effie in the main event of Hammerstein, Twitter's already said it. You've already said it. He's more worried about arguing with Tony Khan, arguing with AEW fans, arguing about everything else. This is at my house. This is with me 24/7. This has my blood all over it. I fought for this for years. I ain't ever going to lose this shit. This is a business. This is about money. This is mine.
On a lighter note, are you confident that Little Sting will not get involved this time?
Who is Little Sting?
He hit you with the death drop during pretty sure it was Marco Stunt.
Well, he's out to business. I don't give a damn about him
no more. I think Effie did take care of his career at the very least.
Another example. Lay him out there. There's tons of them.
I mean, yeah, you could. Would you say that Effie is a career ender for people and not a good way?
For his own.
Okay. That's a fair point. That is a good point.
I told you, I'm worked up today. I'm pissed off. The story is Hammerstein. Not what dumb shit Effie said this week. Or what Joey said. Or what anyone else said. I'm the champ. I'm not going to be made to look like a fucking bozo because we ain't got a PR team.
So when you see that, yeah, even though what you were doing had very little, if nothing, to do with Ricky Starks, when you see that that type of thing gets Ricky Starks pulled, does that piss you off? Because, I mean, obviously, Ricky Starks is a star. So him being involved with GCW only brings more eyes to GCW.
I don't give a damn about none of it. Like I told you, I show up and this is about me. People come here, people leave here, people go everywhere. This is the pro wrestling business. I don't give a shit. Unless it affects me, my money, or my family.
I will say this. I had mentioned to you the last time we spoke that you worked a couple indie dates here and there. You have been strictly GCW since then. And you had kind of told me that. You're like, GCW is where you're going to find me. And you said, I will be there and I will be defending this title belt almost every damn time you see me. And you've made good on that. How important is it to you to do exactly what you say? Because that is, you know, something that doesn't always happen in the pro wrestling world.
Yeah, you live or die by it, man. There's a whole bunch of people that say one thing one week, a different thing the next week. I told you what I was going to do. I was going to go to this company, be there all the time, take this title, and be the fucking man. And I've delivered. We have shows coming up Friday night, Tampa. I'm going against Fuego. And someone said the Fire Nation or whatever the fuck that means. I may set that motherfucker on fire in Tampa, and then I'm going to go to Atlanta, Georgia, center stage WCW country, and I'm going to beat the shit out of Tank. I will continue to defend this title and do what old Mancer does nonstop. Now, also, here's a little side note for you. I've heard for the past year, since I've been doing what I've been doing, oh, Mancer, you're made for TV. You're made for TV. I've had discussions with people, and like I told you, this is a business. It's about this. So I'm made for TV. What TV will it be? It's about this. And this. And no one's going to take this shit from me. So Allie, Effie, keep fighting with each other. Keep fighting with your own minds. Keep fighting about life. Keep fighting with everyone on the internet. And I'll keep doing what I do. Show up, beat the shit out of people, get paid, start riots. I take the fans back to 1985. When I'm out there, they're paying attention. That's it.
I can say this. I have seen gosh, probably thousands of wrestling entrances at this point. You don't come out and do anything particularly special, but your entrance is still special. I've never seen anything as intense. I mentioned this to Steph, and Steph said, yeah, before a match, I'll just kind of clear the way. I have never seen that look in somebody's eyes as they come out to the ring. Maybe Sid, maybe him one time when I was a little kid. How do you get into that mindset? Because, I mean, even as I see you here speaking your mind, it still doesn't replicate when you're about to go out and fight.
I believe what I'm doing is real. I believe, and I make you fucking feel it. I'm not standing back there thinking about how many flips I'm going to do or what kind of dance we're going to do. I'm coming out there and I'm going to piss you off, and you're going to get lost in being pissed off. And it don't stop. I don't pump the brakes. There's a reason they got referees out there. There's a reason Brett has to run down by the ring. There's a reason security's tried to take me out of buildings. There's a reason that cops have been called. There's a reason that police has came backstage after me being in a fight, because they are getting paid to be there going, oh, we're at a wrestling show. But that was real, because it is. Yeah, I make you feel it.
Mance Warner, I want to thank you. It's always a pleasure. GCW at the Hammerstein Ballroom, January 19th, 2025, the People versus GCW. I want to thank you so much for giving me the time, speaking so candidly. Speaking candidly never seems to be an issue with you, but I want to thank you regardless.
Thank you. Like I said, man, I do not give a damn who I piss off. I'm going to tell you the damn truth. January 19th, GCW Hammerstein. I don't care what's before. I don't care what's after. I'm the main event. You could come there and fucking hate my guts. You could love me, but I ain't dropping this title ever. Buy the ticket, get on Fight TV, watch it. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want in there.
Mance Warner, I want to thank you so much. Until next time, my friends, we are out.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.